It's over. That's it.
The finale.
Well, so, finale of the podcast, too.
What?
Well, we're not covering next season's Bachelorette if it's not our girl. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like, drop that bomb on you. But...
Wait, what? Two ends. We'll get to it.
Oh, at the very end.
Thomas is just devastated.
We're all devastated.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
We were texting about this. We're just disappointed. But two ends, she'll be good. We'll see a lot of jewel-toned dresses.
One shoulders. She
famously had the best looks out of all the girls, so.
Gorgeous hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What we need, and we're hoping will come, is just a bit more personality.
Yeah, just a touch.
I think it's there.
I feel like they really told her to amp it up for her moment on the stage, and she tried.
I think we'll see it. I have faith.
She will.
Yeah.
And at least we'll get some good looks. And that's really all we care about.
Especially on a Bachelorette
podcast.
Season.
Yeah.
That's all we care about. Thomas, who are we?
Oh. And honestly, this week is pretty accurate. We sit down, we watch the show, and we think, I like this. And that's who we are.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Do we just dive?
Let's do it. Sad boy start, once again, every episode of the season.
Tears.
The Tarantino edit that they've just recycled every episode.
Yeah, and it wasn't more effective this episode, but just, I guess, like, for continuity purposes, they had to keep it in.
Yeah, and I'm just there like, let's wrap it up, kids. We're on the last one.
No more Billie Eilish, though, because they couldn't afford it anymore. Yeah, they've played it too many times. License. They've exhausted it. Yes. Yeah, now it's just...
Well, Academy Award, 2-time Academy Award winner. Yeah, so, you know, the rights are pricey. Yeah.
Snaps for Billie.
We are at Secrets Tulum this week.
Oh, yeah.
Later Dreams. Yeah. Currently at Secrets as we open the episode.
Yeah.
I love the name of these resorts. I just came from a resort called Breathless, so I feel I'm vibing with this.
Gay names.
I know.
I think they all sound like vibrator names.
They do.
They really do.
Secrets.
Dreams. Of this buzz.
Joey is shirtless, but then he slips into a salmon linen shirt. Very gorgeous.
Love it. Yeah.
We all were like, oh, good start.
That's our boy.
Good start.
I just love color, and it was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he starts to journal for the B-roll.
Mm. Okay.
And I'd like to know what the two of you think he was writing.
I think he's doing 75 hard, personally, and he has to do 10 pages and journal every fucking day for 75 days.
I think he was just practicing his autograph.
I think it was...
For the fans.
Mrs. Kelsey.
Absolutely, that's what it was.
What do you think he was writing?
I thought he was writing like Joey Hart Kelsey.
Yeah.
over and over again.
Not Daisy.
Yeah. Yikers.
Yeah, he's journaling and we have a montage of the ladies. Yeah. So we have Daisy first. We just see their journey. He talks about how much they connected right away. She got the first one-on-one, their special connection. It's all quite monotone.
Just like her.
Similar to her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's Kelsey. Immediately back more flips. Animated.
Backflips on the camera.
Yeah. He's vibrating. Yeah. He's glowing.
He starts singing.
Twinkle in the eye.
Yeah. The music is more upbeat. Yeah. Everything.
The narration is fully inflamed. Yeah. Yes. And I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously watched spoilers from the very beginning of the season.
You?
I know.
What? Jess? What?
Well, thank you for keeping it to yourself up until this point. So unlike me.
But even if I hadn't have known, it was pretty obvious, right?
I mean, going into this episode, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so, I mean, listen, we're hard-hitting journalists here. How accurate were your spoilers?
Well, they were different. So they at first reported...
So it's almost like it's fake.
...that Daisy was the winner until about halfway through the season, and then it flipped to Kelsey.
Oh, so they just give fake spoilers?
This is what I mean. Like, how do you know that, and why are you... Like, that... I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
And as you, as an avid consumer of the spoiler, do you not get, like, mad, and you're like, so you're a liar? Like, you're lying to me?
No, I love it all. Okay. I'm like, trick me. I want to be tricked.
Oh,
so you could just watch the show and be tricked.
I would be too surprised. I want to know.
You're weird.
I know. I like to know ahead of everyone
it's
else.
It's so fucking weird. It is so, and like whenever we're watching Drag Race and I watch it first and I text you like, do you want to know? I know the answer is yes.
Always.
Like, it's so weird.
For me, it's no.
My sister was like, they've announced The Bachelorette. And she was like, it's not who we expected. I was like, just tell me. I want to know. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. We cut immediately to the family time.
Fam time.
Meeting Joey's family.
And who's
there?
Well, his stunning mother, his almond mom, I assume. She's very granola.
Yeah.
One of his two gay dads.
Love it.
Fight the
Nick,
power.
Daddy
right?
Nick.
Love Daddy Nick.
Yep, representation.
Both of his sisters.
Carly and
Ellie.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one it is, but someone's hot fiance slash husband.
Yeah.
Ellie's, what? I think. Yeah. Ellie's husband.
He's hot.
Good looking. And a noticeable absence. No Uncle Joe.
Well, a welcomed noticeable absence.
He was asked not to return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restraining order with production.
Do we think the other gay dad was also asked not to be there?
I think it would have been incredible for him to have been there.
I think so too. I think so too.
Trailblazing.
Like, this is the most heterosexual show in existence. So to have any little
show
bit
me
of
a slur on the screen.
Yeah. I thought that it would be nice to see both gay dads.
Well, next season, it will be Kelsey's dad and I on the screen.
Right.
So just sit tight because the representation is coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
Shout out to locations. Whoever scouted these fucking gorgeous VRBO giant postmodern brutalist fucking houses in Tulum are, first of all, both of you are laughing at me right now, and I hope you both fucking die.
I just think you're being so professional.
I love the houses! They're really impressive to me.
They were gorgeous.
They're fucking nice.
They had very big doors.
They did. I love that.
Yeah.
And very square nice. Lines. No peaked roofs. Big fan.
Just like a tiny woman and a giant door. Something about it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
On the new season of Buying Beverly Hills, Kyle does try to open a giant door by herself, and she doesn't really do it very well.
She's too small.
It's about 17 times her size.
And that'll be Jen next season.
Jen doing anything
next season.
She's so tiny.
The tiniest girl.
Oh, yeah. Joey tells mom that there were 32 women, and she is...
Shocked.
Yes. Yeah.
Cannot keep it together. It's a lot. She didn't realize it was this much.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
What did she expect? It's just like
I can't remember how many men did Charity have? Was it? I thought it was less than 30.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's too far back in my memory.
Anyways.
Joel, that was last season. I've forgotten the whole thing.
I know, but like this is his mom's reference.
Is it?
Yeah.
She
met Charity.
That's right.
It's pretty obvious, again, in the way that he describes the two women to his family, that he's going to choose Kelsey.
God.
He's like, Daisy, very steady. You know, very steady.
She's here.
She's a super strong, resilient woman. And then he's like, and Kelsey is just so much fun. And we just laugh.
Yeah.
I can't stop smiling when I'm around her.
Yep.
It's wild.
Now, like, because Daisy was going to get the first podium at the end and then get dumped, do you think that's why they had her first the whole episode?
It was, yeah, very, like, continuity.
Sometimes they don't do that. But this time they did.
Yeah, I mean, that's family time was, let's say, at the longest stretch filmed, 72 hours apart from family meeting, two dates, and then the next day would be Alter. If it was all filmed that quickly, it
might
not
have been. Well, and notably, normally they do the family visits on two separate days.
Yeah.
And it was all the same.
And it was same afternoon.
It was literally like within 10 minutes.
So they just mom's in the same outfit. Like, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
The trucks that they were in just passed each other in the driveway.
Yeah.
They were like, hands against the window. Hey, girl.
They just like took the bouquet. They just passed it to so that she could bring it into.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it was very strange.
But I wonder, like, obviously Joey would not have told. He probably didn't even know by then. Well, quote unquote, didn't know. Obviously knew, but didn't tell production who he was choosing then. So I think that was purely coincidental.
Maybe. I think production might have known.
Yeah, I think they know. I think they have an
Things
idea.
Were going downhill with Daisy at a rapid rate at this point.
Yeah.
It was a steep decline.
Yes.
Is this a Boeing plane? Because that shit's going down.
Sponsored by Boeing.
They have no money left to sponsor. Sorry.
No.
Daisy is up first, as you've said, and I think she looks great.
We like her dress.
Red dress.
I think you guys are giving a lot of credit. I think it's fine.
Okay, but in the scope of all of her looks... For the season.
And
at this point.
Nothing matters for today, Joel.
This is one of her best looks.
And I think it's very appropriate for meeting the parents.
Agreed.
Yes.
This is a very appropriate dress. And I think she looks good. Red is her color.
And I think that that's a good word to describe her whole life.
Appropriate.
Appropriate.
She is very appropriate.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what I did not think was appropriate? Ugly flats and a claw clip in her hair. I just couldn't get past it.
Like, it's as if she didn't even brush her hair.
She didn't.
What? To meet the mother?
It was a shower and scrunch.
Yeah.
Put it up in a claw clip.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Humiliating.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think embrace the natural texture. It's warm in Tulum.
Yes,
so there's humidity.
I don't know.
Flats. It's not a gala.
A gala.
A gala. Pardon me.
I just think, okay, A, the flats could have been prettier. And not a claw clip.
And so could the dress.
Just...
Sorry. I don't like it.
I just, to me, like it's just too casual. I know it's supposed to be kind of a casual meeting, but it's not a casual.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
very,
yeah.
This is a like high performance moment for these women.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
So I just feel like we got to level up the fashion.
I bet she was happy she wore that claw clip and those flats because she's not the winner. And she was like, I'm glad I didn't put that effort in.
True. True. yeah. Hindsight.
Yeah. Hindsight is everything. Yes. So they talk a little bit about how she entered the arena, I want to say.
Yes, yes.
You know, she came in with the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her one personality trait.
She tells about her cochlear implant and how what she was really impressed with Joey and how he handled it because that changed everything.
Yes, he did a very good job.
Yes.
She said, guess.
Well, I don't remember because it's so long ago. But she says thank you to them all. Thank you for raising such an amazing son. I thought she did a very beautiful job here.
It was, yeah, that was a very nice thing
Mom
to say.
Mom and sister, older sister, I think, maybe Carly, the one with the fabulous black dress.
Oh, my God.
The winner
yeah.
of
Carly.
The outfit award for this part of the
Bring
episode.
Her to the beach. Yes. Bring her to the beach.
We love her.
Holy fuck, she's stunning.
Carly, call in.
Yeah, please.
But they both cry. And then she says, do you want to come join the gals for a chat?
Just a little gal pal chat.
And the sisters go off.
And they love her.
They do.
They hit it off.
They hit it off, I think, really well.
I mean, Daisy's appropriate. So I think she's just easy to get along with because she's so one note.
Very calm energy.
Chill.
Is she a girl's girl?
Big on the chill. Let's ask Leah and find out.
Let's ask Leah and find out.
I think if there's one thing we're sure of, at the end of this episode.
She is a girl's girl.
She's a
girl. Daisy's the ultimate girl's girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
She proved it.
Definitely.
So what makes Daisy unique was a question that Joey's mother asked directly to her.
I didn't know. Well,
during
was
the
a
job interview
fucking
part?
Job interview.
Yeah. I think it was good that, you know, she answered it. She said she's resilient. She's super
strength.
Strong. Yeah. Yes. And she does seem strong. You know,
yeah.
She seems like a very strong woman.
Mom's a bit defensive.
It was really funny.
She asks a question and then doesn't even let Daisy answer it.
No, and in the crowd, so they have the little box and the mom is in the crowd and she's embarrassed. She's got her head in her hands.
Yeah.
She's not happy with how she's coming across.
Well, she's a little pushy, I'm going to say.
But then she kind of brings it back and then gets the answer they want and then they have like a little tear and a hug. So it was a kind of a weird moment where the mom was being like a bit harsh. And then it kind of came back and it was soft again.
I think at one point you said, is this where she pulls off her skin and she's actually Leslie underneath? Like, ooh,
I did say that.
Reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was giving Leslie.
Just remember, it could not be you.
It might be, but it also might not
be
you.
It also could not.
Yeah.
So
who
be
knows?
Prepared. Gary is also crying in the crowd.
Oh, bawling.
God, shut
sobbing.
Up.
Bawling.
I'm over him.
Bye, Gary.
I love Gary.
We don't need to see him anymore, though.
I've had it.
They debrief with outside her and Joseph.
Yep.
And
Keys.
You can tell already that he's like, his body language has shifted.
This is always the hardest time because you really, this is my favorite, like, because it's a study in the human condition, right? Because you can so, like, whether or not he thought he was coming off as dismissive or not, it's so interesting how even something as simple as like, you still love her, but you haven't chosen her in your head. Everything changes. His reactions to her change. The way he talks to her. The way he looks at her. The way he listens
or
to her.
Or not looking at her.
That's exactly. Like, it's fucking crazy how all in the span... Well, I mean, for us, it's probably a little bit longer. But from even last week to this week, right?
Or like, which... Like, how long ago was the final two-row ceremony? Like, yesterday, the
day
before.
It had to have been so recent.
You know, and she's all, like, excited to get that second last rose, and then he shifts, and it's weird. She had a nice time with his family. He's not the same. It's, like, it's a lot.
Sucks.
And she could just tell.
I'm sure it fucking sucks.
Yeah. And she's going through it.
I know. That's why I really want to know, and we never find this out, when the lead knew that the person, who they were going to choose.
And they can never say.
They could never say, because it ruins the show, it's mean to the other person, and like, for, out of all of the Bachelors, Joy is the one that we know would never.
No.
Right?
He's
so
the
respectful.
One that, he stayed so true to
didn't
not
even
telling
say,
anybody
love
he loved you.
Yeah.
Like, when we've seen Bachelors recently tell, like, three women that they're in love with them.
And I do
I mean,
like
no
that.
Caitlin Bristow.
I do like that, when they keep it to
Me
the
too.
End.
You can say you're falling or you have, like, strong feelings or whatever, but I think the firm three-word I love you should be saved for the final podium.
No, it's when they say I love you and you go, thank you
thank
for
you.
Saying that.
That feels great to hear.
Yeah,
kudos,
but when they say that feels nice to hear.
I hate it.
That is the worst thing to hear if you've just told someone you love them.
Yep.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Poor Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I actually feel for her for the first time this whole season.
I will say, we
have not been fans.
No, and we are leaving tolerable.
I think it's not that we ever thought Daisy was, like, a bad person. It's just that she just didn't bring us entertainment.
I just didn't care.
We're here watching a reality show. We want to be entertained. We were definitely entertained by people the likes of Maria, you know. And Daisy was kind of a polar opposite from our perspective.
Quite possibly the most polar opposite.
Yeah. So it was hard to get on board when you're being overshadowed by someone who's fun and funny.
That's crazy. Is Daisy paying your bills all of a sudden? You're so...
I'm just being real. Just like Daisy.
Let's move on.
Thank you.
I would love to.
Kelsey.
I wrote, same day?
Same. I wrote in all caps.
15 minutes later, we had a bathroom break and a makeup check, and we're back in.
Yeah. She's looking very beautiful.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah. Olive colored dress. I don't love the dress, but the color looks really nice
matches
on her.
Mom.
And it matches the mom.
Yeah. Her Points. Hair looks beautiful. Yeah. She looks, her energy is a lot more infectious than Daisy's.
She also, I feel like she came in way more nervous, but she also came in a bit more hot.
Yeah.
And the family was a little bit more like, whoa.
And she
won them over immediately.
I think the hot is a product of being nervous, too.
Yes.
So it,
yes.
Like, almost worked in her favor.
Also, like I know that obviously maybe some of this was directed by production, but, like, within the first, like, 5 seconds of meeting someone's family, do you talk about your dead mom?
I mean,
I don't know!
My mother's alive. She sucks, but she's alive.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I would say.
I know, but it just seems like maybe not the correct moment.
Well,
it was very quick.
And... sorry to bring it back to Daisy. Wow, never thought I'd say that. It's that same thing. It's like your whole life. Do you want to go through your life being defined as Daisy's definition of going through something really hard and she's so strong? But it's like, I'm sure you kind of want to just move on and live your life.
Yeah.
You know, so it's I think it's there needs to be that weird balance of, like, who you are as a person that isn't just defined by the trauma you've experienced in your fucking life.
Yeah, but I think the trauma and... that's part of the bond and how they develop it so close, so quickly, and become so close. And so I do think that that's part of the reason, like, we were talking about that with Daisy. Like, she said that Joey was so good about her cochlear implant.
Yes.
That's what really made her think, oh, this guy is special. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of same thing that she's talking about, is that she went through this hard time with her mom. And when she told Joey, he was so great. Like, that's really similar kind of stories. And so, yeah, I do not think that it's something that us as regular people in regular life would bring up when we meet our partners' families for the first time.
Within 5 minutes?
No, exactly. Yeah.
Crying. Like, it was a bit crazy, but.
It was immediately emotional.
Yeah.
Like, the sisters were crying. The mom was crying. Kelsey's crying.
Pretty charged.
It was very, very charged. And. Mom, then we have her little testimonial. She says, their emotional connection is real.
She could feel palatable.
She sees it.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, we all do at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glaring.
Well, yeah, because it's contrasting the connection he doesn't have with Daisy.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and also editing.
just like Friends vibes with Daisy.
Ooh, yeah. Not the Rachel Friends vibe. Yeah. Yikers.
Yeah, I mean, that was the coldest hot tub I've ever seen.
Icy. Again, the sisters are first, and they say, how serious are you about marriage? Because Joey does not want to get divorced.
No. And here they make it seem like she's less ready than Daisy.
Yeah.
To give us a little bit of doubt misdirection. As viewers.
Misdirection.
Yes, but we didn't buy it. We're smarter than that.
They can't trick us. They can never trick us.
We're seasoned watchers.
Do you hear that, producers? You can never trick
nice,
us.
Nice try.
Fucking try it.
You two were up in arms over this conversation, though, because you were like, no one wants to get divorced. No one gets married thinking they're going to get divorced.
Oh, yeah. This is when dinner got delivered, and I was standing in the kitchen, and I heard that going, and I go, no one goes into a relationship being like, well, let's get engaged, but we'll probably break up. Like, that's not what you fucking do.
No.
At all.
I love planning, but this is not the moment for that kind of planning.
There's being prepared, and then there's, you know, well, I only want to do this once. We all fucking want to do it once.
Yeah.
We get it. It's the point.
Exactly. We do have some time with Dad in this one. We didn't see Daisy and Dad.
Yes. No.
We do see Dad talk to Kelsey, and it seemed sweet. It was, you know, basic stuff.
They cry.
Yeah.
And it seems like she has real clarity after that conversation is what how it came across.
She has clarity?
She was feeling very clear.
About what?
Him. About Joey.
I thought she was already there.
I thought she was clear before, but she did seem like more, like a little bit lighter.
There was like a little quick testimony like right after the dad chat where she was talking and she feels like, she was so emotional with mom, cried with the dad, and then she had emotional release, I think.
So. I was deep in my peanut noodles at that point.
Yeah, I was taken into the Kung Pao chicken, so then mom puts back on her Leslie mask.
Yeah.
And gives her some coaching on what to do if it's not you.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. That was weird.
This poor Kelsey's a victim of gaslighting.
She really is.
And I will say, like, this was directly out of Joey and Charity's hometown with the mom. So she's already experienced this situation before.
Yeah.
So she's coming in, I feel like she's coming in with some knowledge, but I don't know how tactful she was with that knowledge.
Yeah, she says, you know, when Joey wasn't chosen by Charity, he said, I hope she's well. And then just prepare yourself because you too should hope for my son as well.
Yeah.
At the end of this. It was too much.
Yeah. It was much.
Yeah, it was a lot. And that's kind of it.
Poor fucking Kelsey.
Well, now they go sit on the bench in front of the gorgeous residence that they're staying at.
Estate, if you will.
Of course. And this conversation, I feel like if you put the two conversations, him and Daisy versus him and Kelsey side by side, there was just a drastic difference in body language.
World of difference.
Like, wild.
Yeah.
Everybody knew at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He basically says to Daisy, well, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to Kelsey, he's like, I really don't want you to leave.
Yeah.
But I'll see you soon.
Kisses, like puppy dog eyes. Like, yeah. He loves her.
Yeah.
He says, I hope you feel excited about what this could be to Kelsey.
Don't get me started.
He's already trying to reassure her, but he can't fully, which I think made her feel less secure.
Well, get excited for what could be. It might not be, but it could.
Yeah. It's like everybody's keeps telling her.
She handles it so well, though.
She really does.
Because she does have her little falters where she doesn't seem as confident. But overall, she stays very excited and giddy with him. And
she's like the compartmentalizing queen.
Yeah.
Truly. She's, my God, those jealous. Emotions.
Kelsey, call in. Teach me. How do I do that?
Teach us. Sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yeah. Truly. We love self-regulation. That's the best.
God, we could do such a good ad for BetterHelp. Oh, I honestly, my BetterHelp, God. Let us be sponsor us, please.
BetterHelp, cry for help.
All right, now dates we now. Move into our last date.
Yeah,
the last Daisy date.
Daisy date.
Oof.
This was uncomfortable from the beginning.
So they're at like a healing hut.
Yeah, spiritual
not a lot of healing
guy.
Going on there. Wounds were created.
They get smoked and then they get steamed. I was like, are we making fish?
Yeah. I thought, I was like, imagine it's ayahuasca.
And oh my god. They're just shitting.
They're just like, they're just throwing salt. Up and just... The trauma, though, is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. They wake up, they're healed.
My dream. My dreams.
And then there's more trauma because he then tells her, it's not you.
It's not you. But you know what? She's healed her inner child. She's right. Good.
Yeah, she's good. She's smoked and steamed.
She's good to go. But I thought, this is when we start to see, I think, for me anyway, I felt a lot of empathy for her.
Yes. I did too.
Because she's talking to the camera and she's got her wet hair and her bikini. She just looks so sad. And
downtrodden.
Like, downtrodden is the perfect word.
Yep.
And she says it really hurts. And then you can hear the production person go, what hurts? And it's like, and it's so sad. She's like, he's not sure about me. Yeah. And I can tell it really, and that hurts. And I'm like, oh, that hurts for me.
God, such a hard position to be the producer, to like keep egging her on, to be like, so you're upset. Why are you upset?
There was a lack of empathy there.
Yeah.
That's their job.
Is their job.
Yeah.
Perfect job for me.
It's a very classic final two meltdown, though. We always see this happen. Yeah.
Oh, she's spiraling.
Big time.
Yeah.
And then they stand around the fire.
Yes.
And they're throwing things into it. They throw in what their true desire is. And she says, you know, my true desire is to get to know you more and spend more time with you because I love you. Mm-hmm. And he says, I hope we find happiness either with or without each other.
And that was a breakup.
Yeah.
Her face.
That was aggressive. Like, that was insane.
I think that was mean. He should not have said that.
I mean, but what was he supposed to say? Something reassuring?
I hope we each find happiness.
I hope we
find happiness.
Yes.
End it there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just less either, words. Less said, words. Yeah,
either with each other or with other people.
Because you know, it could be you, but it might not.
It might not be. Leslie was there with
him. That's another moment where it's Joey.
The mask is off.
It's Leslie and it's Joey this time.
This is an episode of Scooby-Doo, and Leslie keeps coming out as the unmasked villain in every fucking scene. Jesus.
Oh my god.
And then, this is the weirdest part, because I said to you guys, what date do you go on where you go on an activity for a normal date, and then you just part ways and reconvene later at dinner? Like, that's so weird to do it that way.
Very.
But I get it, like, for production and they're making a television.
And they always get wet during the day, so they have to, like, you know,
shower and
get re-shushed.
He shows up later, and it's the vibe. It's off. Somber.
It's off. Yeah. She says that he's changed her life, that she loves him. And he says,
kudos, mama.
Kudos for spilling, mama. And 100%. So he does say, like, that feels really good to hear.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
It was the worst.
And this is where that the study in the body language really goes strong, because his face, he could not be more checked out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's going through the motions of this. He's made his decision already.
And in the brain, I'm sure we're just getting, fuck, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me. This is going to be so hard tomorrow.
Yeah, like, how many times do I have to pretend to like making out with this girl tonight? Two more? Okay, we can do it. We can get through it. Yeah, this whole date felt like an in memoriam for
their
relationship.
And like, at what point does it start to feel like cheating? Right? Because he obviously, right? Like, I wonder if that's something that they're going through too, I'm sure. Because it would start to feel like, I don't want this. I want to only be kissing Kelsey, right?
Yeah, but there have been seasons where, like, there has been only one person left on that last day.
Yeah.
Like, they've already dumped the final two or three, you know, or someone's left or whatever. So I wonder why he didn't just do that.
I know. I was thinking that, too.
Although, then we did get a really lovely final day.
Yeah. Very good.
Now,
very good.
We would be remiss if we not discussed the looks on this evening portion of the date.
Oh, you mean another meh green dress from Daisy?
I think meh is a very strong term.
I think that's even maybe a bit too generous.
I agree.
Yeah.
Why so many ruffles, Daisy? Why? This is the third ruffly mess.
I'm at a loss at this point. I'm more than just disappointed. Like, I'm angry now.
And I'm not, this color we've seen a lot this season.
Yeah.
Why?
And it looks really good on some people.
Jen.
Yeah, two ends, Jen.
It looks really good on two ends. But
not everyone.
It's okay on Daisy. It's not her worst color.
No.
But it's not her best.
No. Joey looked great.
Yes. Very good.
His little, like, knit kind of polo so with, cute. Like, the piping down the front. Yes,
loved it.
Gorge. And, like, a very light on light, like the cream on the white pants.
Yeah, beautiful.
Big fan, big fan.
Yeah.
There were, for a split second, I couldn't tell if we were on Hogwatch for a moment.
Oh.
It just flashed, and I couldn't tell. I don't think so, but it just, there was an angle where I went, and then that was it.
I think if, I know if, and I know this to the bottom of my soul, to my core.
Yeah.
That if you had seen it, we would have paused it.
Correct.
Okay. And rewound.
And yeah. rewound yeah. and watch it about 14 more
yeah.
times. So, thank you.
Yeah. I know. Unfortunately, no Blake on this season.
Yeah.
Oh my. I miss him so much. That's yeah. wild.
And that way, I think we're always on Hogwatch, you know? We're yeah. always waiting.
I am for
Bachelorette
sure.
seasons, I am like fucking fine-tuned, right?
And bit.
Oh yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh my God, I can't wait. When Joey leaves this date, this is horrific.
Yeah.
This is a car crash if I've ever seen one. What the fuck? They have the weirdest, most awkward goodbye, and he, like, slowly saunters away, and she's just out the front door watching him walk away. He does turn his back at one point, but because the hallway outside of the rooms is curved, I think they don't actually make that eye contact anymore. Mm. So he just turns around so, like, melodramatically.
Yes.
Well, sad.
It's sad because it's like he knows, she knows, he doesn't want to hurt her, she's already hurt. It's, you know, it's a lot.
And yeah. this is where I get where it's like when someone calls you and says, we need to talk later at 5. And I said, that's crazy. We should be talking right now.
We should talk right now.
Yeah, actually. That's actually crazy that you say that because suddenly I'm available.
I'm available, yeah. I'm free.
This is where I think we need to rip off the... I mean, I guess it's not the show and whatever, but like I would have to rip off the Band-Aid. I wouldn't be able to... I mean, we know I'm a literal nightmare when it comes to relationships. Shocking. But when the second I feel something's off, I would be... pulling it out of him.
Yeah.
I would literally be like, fucking say it.
And we've
like,
seen that.
Tell me right now!
We've seen that in past seasons, which then led to only one person being at the final.
Yeah. Which...
But she's not saying it. And I think if she had been a bit pushier, yes. he might have done it then.
And I think she should have pushed.
Me too.
But I would have pushed.
But I think she really loves him, it seems like, so she's not ready.
And I think she really wanted to wear that dress on the last
and
day.
And she looked good.
And good choice, to yes. be honest with you.
Yes. Let's talk now about Kelsey's final date.
Yes.
Oh, you mean the happiest night of their lives?
Yeah, the best time ever.
Yeah.
She's wearing a cute little white crochet dress over her bathing suit. Yeah. I think she looks great.
She looks great, yeah.
He leads her to a massage table. We're thinking, oh, this could be kinky. Interesting. Yeah. Can they just get foot rubs by one woman?
Yeah. One person.
As they, like, chit-chat?
Yeah, we need two.
Why wasn't there two
it's weird.
Massage therapists there?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
They were sharing one football.
One, like, ew, one dirty football?
Disgust.
Sorry, no.
Not for me.
I mean, I guess they're in love, so maybe that's what you do. Joel?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Joel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If you banged, you can just share whatever.
They just have a silly, goofy time.
They really do.
That's who she is, Diva.
And that's who he is with her.
Yeah. Just goofy.
True love. And then we get interspersed moments of Daisy, like, rubbing her arms at the pool. She's so...
oh, she's
so
yes.
sad.
She's the B-roll
again. And also,
like,
cold. You know, she's like... The yeah. producer's like, just rub yourself and look sad
it's like
the distance.
It's, like, seeping out of her pores.
Yeah.
Her emotion.
Her sadness.
Poor
yeah.
girl.
It's really sad.
Alas. And then we get to the dinner...
They have some champs. She's wearing blue.
Yeah.
Looks lovely. Braided.
Yeah.
He's also wearing blue. This yes. was the navy.
The navy blue.
Oh.
Navy blue, kind of flouncy.
And it was like
top.
A 3/4 sleeve. It was loose, very loose fitting. Yeah. Buttoned, a couple unbuttons. Like, it's, I would wear that shirt all the time.
All the time.
That's a me shirt
this
if I've ever
seen
one.
This is when we were talking about his best look ever, which we all agree, I think,
yeah.
is his, when he was announced as the Bachelor
yeah.
at Charity's after the final rose.
Correct.
That was the best because it was the first time we'd ever seen him with his new hair.
Really gussied
well.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And I was like, I was moist.
Yeah.
I will say, like, he has had some great looks, like even the pink suit promo look.
Correct.
So good.
Great. Like, you know, they've really hooked him up.
I think, though, that this might be is a top contender
is a
for
top
me.
Contender.
And
it's
I think
top.
If we were to categorize his looks, this would be the top, like,
casual
look. Yeah, 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 for sure.
So good. This is, I want to be with a man who wears this.
Yeah.
And it's
confidently.
You know
confident.
What's wild? That's like the bare fucking minimum.
Men's clothes are so
he's
easy.
Wearing a shirt and pants.
Shirt and yeah. pants.
Wow.
We live in Vancouver though, so
ooh, the bar is low.
Also, three buttons undone is critical.
and so hot.
So yeah. Hot. I mean, that's the Hawaii coming up.
Maybe even four.
Yeah, maybe just lose the
it
shirt.
It could just be open.
Just yeah. open.
In Mexico, yeah. that shirt's open.
Open, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
yeah, we loved Kelsey's dress. It was pretty simple, braided.
And the color looks nice lovely blue. On her. It looks good with her hair. Like, her hair is just so long and crazy.
Well, and I think yeah. her hair reacts so really well to the salt water.
The salt yeah. water.
It's doing her face.
And the sweat and the everything.
Yeah.
They actually, like, have a nice conversation and, like, have a date.
Yeah. She's...
I feel calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
She does have a moment. She says, it's really hard to think about not being together and you being with other women. And he says, yeah, don't think about it, girl. It's
and
you.
He goes,
it's you.
Yeah. He's like,
don't worry, girl.
Just imagine what it could be tomorrow.
Like, behind
just
his hand, he's like, I love you. just like, cool. Just tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like Morse coding on her knee. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it. Beep, 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 beep.
Exactly. It's very clear.
I, like, this is wild.
I don't know how she could have any doubts.
Correct. Well, because she's had everyone around her be like, it could be you. It might not, but it could.
But it could.
But it might not.
And it is.
And until that final second, she
well, we actually have the most shocking bringer of that news, and it's not Joey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
It's Daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's jump to the next thing.
Okay, wait, so the next thing that happened is Nilaine arrives to look at some dated rings.
Well, yes. First, we actually, just before that, we get Daisy is walking down the hall. Oh, she yes. knocks on a door. We don't know whose door it is. We see Joey going to the door. We see nothing else. But then Joey opens the door. It's Nilaine.
It ain't Daisy.
Nilaine.
So we know.
Nilaine.
Something's going down.
With yeah. a series of levers and pulleys and a full staff managing his face.
I mean, he looks like he's risen from the grave.
Good for him.
Yeah.
If I'm 700 years old, I want to look like that.
Yeah, also, like, he looks like a vampire.
I feel like we've said this before, but like, I think he just brings the same six rings every season for the last 20 years. Like, they're the same rings.
Correct.
They're so boring.
They're disgusting. They're so
they're fine. They're fine. They're just fine. They're not beautiful.
They're huge.
Yes.
And so that's something.
That's something, yeah.
But they're not modern.
No, they're not. And they're not beautiful.
No, they're just very, like, if you were to input into an AI generator, engagement. Engagement ring. That's what comes up.
Exactly. 100%.
It's very, yeah. like, cartoon engagement
ring. I feel like that's not good enough.
It's not Joey and it's not Kelsey.
No. No, no, no.
It's not really any
what
of
is,
these
can we,
girls
he
anymore.
Picked the big rectangle. What is that?
Emerald cut.
Emerald cut.
Yes.
I don't feel like that's the vibe.
For Kelsey?
No.
I don't feel like any of these rings are the vibe
no.
for anyone.
No.
No. Yeah.
Do you know who they are the vibe for, actually? Daisy.
Wow.
I yeah. think she would like it. They're
appropriate.
They're very appropriate. They're classic. They're beautiful, but they're not modern.
No.
You yeah. know? Like, I feel like she would like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that Joey was learning about different cuts right there. He's never heard of that before in his life. And Neil goes, this is a radiant cut? And he goes, radiant.
But didn't he have to pick out rings for charity? So he has done this before.
I think, but he's acting like he's never done it before.
I know, it was kind of weird. He's met Nilaine before.
Weird. Neil's like, well, back here again, eh? Yeah. Failed the first time.
New me, new face. So then it's the next day. Then we see the real door. With the latch open.
No, it's the same. It's this. I think it's the same
day.
I think it's the same time.
Right? Yeah, it's gotta be.
Yeah,
like...
I think it's the same time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I thought.
No, I think you're right.
I remember it as the same time, but yeah, yeah. So
we don't have security footage to confirm. To be fair, but
the timestamp,
which I did love.
We need the timestamps.
Yeah, I need the timestamps.
Yes.
I really like that.
We get Kelsey is looking gorgeous,
like incredible.
White with feathers at the bottom, and I believe they're ostrich feathers.
They did look ostrich.
It's like fully embroidered with beading.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. It should look more bridal, but it kind of doesn't look bridal for being a white feather dress.
It's cute.
It's beautiful. Her hair looks stunning. Her makeup professional,
airbrushed. Yeah.
Best she's ever looked.
Proud.
Best she's looked.
And Daisy, best she's ever
Daisy.
Looked. Incredible.
This red dress, she really did discover red is her look.
Yeah.
Red is her thing.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah. This is her best look of the season
so
to this point.
Whiplash. We go from the worst to the best so fast. It's
so
hard.
I know.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the illusion mesh. It did not bother me.
Yeah, that's big.
I know, which begins it was correctly done.
Yes.
When so often it is not.
Well, I think it's also because it was very, very fine.
Yes.
It wasn't like a thick.
It's very transparent.
It wasn't netting.
No.
It looked so good.
Stem.
She looked amazing. This is a good... I'm glad you saved this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And this is history. We're experiencing Bachelor history in the making.
And even during this, they still didn't really give it away, but, like, they gave it away.
It was, you know what I mean?
Like,
obvious.
They didn't, like,
point.
Say it,
yeah.
What was happening, but we all knew. So, basically, Daisy goes to meet with Kelsey A on the day they're supposed to get proposed to, which has never happened before.
Yeah.
Kelsey's blindsided by this. Yeah. We are blindsided by this. That's never happened. And, basically, Daisy's like, it's not me, babe.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah, so how has your week been? Because mine's been horrific.
Yeah. Doubts, doubts, doubts. You?
I loved it.
I loved
this. Yeah, Daisy, she's showing her strength.
She is. And resilient. So strong.
Yeah. Strong, resilient.
Yeah, she's resilient. She says, it shouldn't feel this way. And we were all like, no, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, it really shouldn't.
It shouldn't. You're right, girl. Like, yeah. No.
Kudos, mama.
There.
You should not
kudos,
feel
mama.
That.
You really spilled that. I feel like Kelsey's eyes just get bigger and bigger because now she knows.
Yeah, she's like realizing.
And she's happy, but you can tell she's feeling a lot.
Because they're friends.
Because they are friends, yeah. And
they're just nice women.
And this is where I start to go, this is where I would have a little implant of doubt seated in to be like, well, if she doesn't think it's her, what if it is her, but she's backing out? Are you laughing at seated?
No.
What are you laughing
nothing.
At?
Nothing.
To be, what? You're both laughing at me. You tell me right now.
You said implant. I thought you were going somewhere with a cochlear implant.
Oh my god! No!
I was like, what are you? I was literally like, what are you about to say?
No, what I'm saying is the seed of doubt.
She thought the exact same thing. Okay, continue.
The seed of doubt.
It's like, we don't want
to
get canceled,
injected. Yeah. I'll say injected. To where the other person's saying it's not them, but what if they're just spiraling them, and then I'm set up to be like, it's me, and then it's not.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't have false hope.
Yeah, and that's where I'm
the
going
double,
with
the double
that.
Flip script.
How dare you?
How dare you? You?
I cannot.
How dare you?
Where are you going with this? Oh, it's so funny.
Wowie.
And that's kind of, we don't see the resolution of their conversation.
No, they give us snippets.
We see then the final moments. We're on the podium.
Joey's on the podium.
On the beach. He's sweating. He's
looking
holding
good.
The ring. He's excited, but also nervous.
She's kind of an iridescent green-blue holographic tie.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't even notice what he was wearing.
It was really boring.
And it was boring.
Was
but
it
the,
gray?
And the women looked so nice.
Yeah.
That
it was
they really
medium
stole the show.
Gray suit.
Yeah. The women really pulled
the imagine ring. He was in there, up there, and it was like sharp black, hot.
Yeah. I know. With her white dress.
Yes.
But then it's two bridegroom.
Well, that's the point of the show.
All right. They would have literally looked like cake toppers.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I guess we can't get mad when there's like bridal motifs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we see the car. So we see the limo coming. We don't know. It shows us.
We see Kelsey A leaning against the
real,
right window.
A real tight shot too.
Just
like
leaning
it's
against
tight.
The right window, like looking out the window. Da, da, da. Then we see Daisy looking out the left window. Just casually, and then we see them together. They're in the same car.
Holding hands, two girls, one car.
Name of the episode.
Who can believe it?
The audience agape, mouths agape.
I was aghast,
yes.
If you will. It was crazy.
This has never happened before.
No.
Very, such supportive women.
It's very, yeah. It's very supportive.
Well,
Daisy,
if ABC won't support the women may as well support each other.
True. Yeah, this is the revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, women supporting women. Daisy gets out, walks up to him first, and he goes first. And we're all like, oh.
Weird.
Weird that he's going first. Very brave.
Yeah.
But he says, you know, this has been so much fun getting to know you.
He says nothing.
It's, yeah, he's a little bit of fluff. And then she says, I'm going to just stop you there.
Yeah. I mean.
Before you can say too much. And I thought her speech was
incredible.
It was very good.
Well, yes. She's been running that for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. She says, falling in love with you has been so fun. And she does love him. But the thing is, you're not going to choose me. And his face immediately, like, implodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, hottest bachelor ever, ugliest crier.
Yeah.
I have to be real. I have to be honest.
He's ugly cries when he tries to not cry.
He did look... I mean, he was a... I mean, I kind of knew this outcome, so I didn't, like last time when he got broken up with Charity and I was literally sobbing on my couch.
You cried, yeah.
Like, embarrassingly so. I felt like his cry then was cuter, because it was less, he was really letting himself feel it.
And he, yeah. it's his fault this time, I Correct. Think. So there's more.
Also, this cry that on this day is followed by joy.
Yes.
Whereas last time it was not. It was followed by going home dramatic. By yourself.
Yeah. So you think he allowed himself an uglier face because he was going to show us a joyful face? I think soon
more
after?
Range. More range.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I just wanted to. Okay, so what Daisy actually said was, I know that you know that I am not your person.
Oh!
And that is like cutting.
Punched him in the face.
So direct. And like, but also just like, that's it.
Yeah. It's real.
That's it.
Yep.
We're not, like, this is done. She broke up with him.
He says, can I walk you out? She says no.
I'm going to do this on my own. This is where we were like, snaps so for fierce. Daisy.
So fierce. She looked fierce. Yeah. That was fierce.
Snaps for Daisy.
Yeah. And she did not turn around once.
No.
And
no.
that's for what I like to fucking see.
Her past?
Joel, I'm just saying. Wow. How metaphorical of you.
Hey. So we're deep here on the pod today.
No, it was super. It was like, there was one good outcome, and that was the good outcome.
Yeah. I
feel for like. Her, like, yeah.
And even for Joey, I think it might be easier for him to not even have to say it.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
To Way be, easier. Yeah, for him to, like, for her to have broken up with herself for him.
She grabbed that wind of hers, and she kept it, and she did not let any lightning thief
there was no
take
lightning
any of
thieves.
Her wind.
Enough.
Kelsey and Daisy then have a super long hug. It's very sweet.
Back at the car.
Daisy says, your mom is looking down from heaven.
So proud. Right thing to say.
It's very sweet.
Very sweet.
Could not believe it. No. What an incredible way to end your run.
And then also, your what an incredible run. Situation for Kelsey to be in, because she, very rarely have we seen a girl go up to that podium knowing.
Yes.
Knowing she's the one.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is
amazing. I don't know if we've ever seen that.
I don't think so.
Because we have seen contestants be the only one but there on the day. But they don't know that. But they don't know. And then usually the lead is like, you're the only one here, babe. And then, you know.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
You're the only one here.
That was so straight.
That was so straight. Yeah.
I mean, I'm leaning in, okay? Sorry. You're the one here, girl.
You're the one here, diva.
Yeah, so then we get to see Kelsey A strut her way up to the podium, confidently as ever. Hair blown in the wind.
Good for her.
Looking great. Ostrich feathers blowing in the wind.
Billowing.
Yes. And I did not write down a single thing about this proposal.
I couldn't tell you a single thing they said to each other.
I didn't either.
I think we were too busy snapping for Daisy. Yeah. We were just too excited. Yeah.
I don't know. It was like, you're nice. I can't believe we're here.
How did Daisy take the wind out of the proposal sales?
She did, though.
How?
She did.
She took their wind.
That's growth. Oh, my God.
I brought it back. Yeah, it was beautiful. Like, but I guess because we already knew, then it wasn't really as impactful for us as viewers. Because Daisy basically already shared the proposal with us.
She really did. Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. And then we finally got Thomas's favorite moment of the entire episode. Kelsey's dad is on the screen.
Sobbing. With no one there to console him.
You should have been there.
I should have been there.
You should have been there.
You could have been there. Just
arm
behind.
Around.
Just a little behind.
It's not where my arm would be, but yeah. We wouldn't be sitting front row, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So a little further back, yeah. For the children.
Tall person in front of us, you know. Yeah.
So they get engaged. They look lovey-dovey and very happy.
It was great.
We didn't get the, like, on the sand post them together chatting engaged moment.
Yeah, we just cut straight to the...
Right back to Daisy.
Yeah. After the final rose.
Literally, back to Daisy.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was a bit weird. Normally, they revel in it a little bit more and make it more of a moment, but I think the moment was Daisy.
Yeah.
So, the editors were like, meh, this proposal was beautiful and fine.
Pulling focus from the lead, Maria will be so proud.
Maria. Someone had to do it.
Maria's impact.
Yeah.
Maria's impact.
Yeah.
After the final rose, green suit for Joey. He comes out. I mean, this suit is nice.
He looked really good.
Yeah.
Is his hair dyed?
His hair almost looked black.
Like a box, like a L'Oreal Paris box dyed black.
It looked box dyed, I would say, because every strand of his hair looked the same color.
Yeah.
And that's when you know someone's dyed their hair, because normally you have dimension in your hair when it's natural.
Yeah.
So his hair looked nice.
Flat.
A bit flat, no dimension.
Interesting.
Might have been the lights.
There was going something gray. A little off.
The stress. He's going gray from the stress event.
He looked good. He looked good, though.
He looked good.
He did. Not as good as after the final rose. No. But still good.
Not as good as Daisy.
Holy shit. Oh,
baby. The glow up of the season.
How do you, like, not only did she completely, like, eclipse everything she ever wore on the season in the final episode.
Yes.
She then eclipsed herself again. Yes. To walk
we thought
on.
That red dress was the best she'd ever looked.
And then she walked out on this.
This was the best she's
holy
ever looked.
Holy shit.
In the ox blood, did you say, Thomas?
I did. This homosexual did say that.
It's a dark red.
I was like, is that a deep purple? You said ox blood, and what did you say?
Dark red.
No, you said wine.
No, oh, wine. I said wine.
You said wine. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm going to write deep purple. But yeah, she looks amazing. Her hair looks great.
Yeah, she's a different blonde.
Makeup, yeah.
Longer hair too.
Longer hair, like almost like a little bit more platinum.
Yeah, yeah. Just updated the roots.
Yeah, you have, you must.
Duh. And I would say the most shocking part of her coming on the stage and talking to Jesse would be her vocal cadence.
Completely different.
And her lack of vocal fry.
Vocal fry was gone.
What is happening?
Yeah.
I mean, social media got to her. Maybe.
I enjoyed listening to her. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Now.
She sounded like a real person.
Yeah, she didn't sound like a valley caricature of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
The difference was jarring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all took us by surprise.
It really did.
Proud of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growth. Better looks, better speech. Totally. So proud.
Clear.
I noticed also who else was speaking in a different cadence was JP, who was talking in very hushed tones.
He
like
loves
someone
going,
had died.
Oh.
How are you? Is
oh,
everything
I'm
okay?
So sorry.
Which is weird because this season ended with like no one being that torn up.
And this was like Daisy was beaming.
She looked great.
She looked amazing.
She knew she looked great.
And she said she was so happy.
She was like, yeah. I kind of won actually.
Yeah. Yeah. She said it was an amazing experience.
She did win this episode. She didn't win the show, but she won this episode.
Yeah. She did a great job.
He does ask her when was the first time she had a feeling that it wasn't her, and she said it was when Rachel went home because it was just the three of them left,
the roses.
Like including Joey, and Joey and Kelsey
made eye contact.
They had like a look.
Their
and
glances.
She said she just knew like something was very serious, and that's very perceptive.
And that's
it's
all
so
it takes.
Hard. Yeah,
a single glance.
But it's interesting the juxtaposition of this moment versus last Bachelor with Zach. And
oh,
Gaby and
yeah.
Kaidi. And
can we pronounce anyone's name right on that season?
Gaby and Kaidi.
Yep.
And how miserable Gaby was.
Yes.
And Kaidi was not beaming.
And then like similarly now, this is it's kind of a similar situation. Like she knew.
Yeah.
And but she
took it way better.
Yeah. Very graceful. But I guess there was some other things that happened. Poor Gaby.
True.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh.
But you know, this was, I thought, yeah, Daisy did a really good job.
Incredible work.
Very graceful.
And normally they bring the runner-up out first, and it's all sad, sad, sad. Then they bring out the Bachelor.
Yeah.
It's more sad.
Yeah.
They've like, and it's always weird that they have not spoken in months since they were in love, almost.
Yeah, that's so
weird. That's so
weird. Because Joey comes out now to join her on the couch, and they're like, when's the last time you spoke? And he was, or no, Joey was out first, they brought out Daisy, and he's like, when's the last time you spoke? And he was like, that episode.
That I'm moment.
Like, that's, what?
That's crazy.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
But I guess, like, if you're on a show, I mean, like, my ex-relationships, I've had to text after to be like, can I have my stuff?
Sure.
But there's no stuff to get.
No, you're right. Yeah.
And I guess you kind of just, like, want to move on with your life.
Yeah, and they weren't really in your life.
Yeah.
At all.
It was
there was no overlap.
You're not going to run into them on the Christmas tree farm.
In Minnesota. Yeah.
So I guess it's probably easy to actually segment yourself from that and just really move forward.
And obviously, like, he wants to focus on Kelsey. So, but it's just feels weird. Someone you've spent, like, 2 months with, you've seen them weekly that you told you were falling in love with, and you just don't speak to them for, like, 5 months.
It's so weird.
That's wild
to
me. Even just, like, because I don't feel like, I mean, maybe they did get nice closure on that last day, and if good for them if they did. But and they seemed great on stage together, like friends,
yeah.
Like they were the whole time.
Yes,
totally.
The Rachel effect.
Yes.
Then we have Kelsey come out, and she's wearing black.
I know.
And shocker of all shockers,
I would like to call out something here, right here, in front of everyone. The black dress fan, myself, the one speaking, Thomas. It's me. Hello, I'm right here. I liked it. Who jumped up to say how fucking much he loved it? But the black dress hater himself.
Me.
Joel? The floor is yours.
It's me. I loved the dress, yes. Do I wish it was a color? Yes. Did it look great on her? Did she look fabulous? Classy? Yes.
We can hold two truths.
As she said. I also think, like, I don't know what they did. I think they flat ironed her hair and then put it in the ponytail. And her hair looked so long and so thick and beautiful.
She has a lion's mane.
She has so much fucking hair.
Yeah. It was so shiny. Yeah. Sleek.
And they obviously, like, just trimmed her bangs, the little curtain bangs. Like, I think she looked banging. Yeah. For a black dress.
She looked good. She was wearing, like, leaf earrings, yes. too. And yeah. it really brought me back to 2012.
They were... I remember girls wearing those yes. to grad 2005.
Oh, absolutely.
Aging myself, I know.
I was going to say, why, you graduated so long ago.
Joey says she is a light.
And she is. I'll say that.
She is. So too.
She yeah. brings the energy. Too. She brings the positive energy.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, she seems like someone who never has a bad word to say. And I'll say...
Can't relate.
What's that like? Yeah.
I mean, it's just like us. No?
That's why she's so happy.
Is that the secret?
Got it.
Okay.
So they seem great. Like,
yeah,
they are happy. They are engaged still. Often couples don't make it to the stage, this final stage. Yeah. So that's nice to see. We all kind of agreed that we think they'll be together for at least a little while.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to move to New York together. And this is when we start to see JP unraveling.
Off script.
Because he's going off script. And he says, oh, I hope you like to eat. And it's like, what?
Did you know that New York is the only city with restaurants?
With That's food?
Crazy.
It's the only place you can eat, actually.
I've heard.
I hope they like it.
JP.
Weird.
It's wild.
A strange moment for him.
It's really, really weird. And then we get this little jewel that I think is going to be really exciting for you, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Remind me.
And it was. JP says to Kelsey's dad, maybe we'll be seeing you somewhere soon down the road.
And I said, get me to an application form right now.
Yeah, we either think he must be either a contestant on Golden Bachelorette, or he's going to be the Golden Bachelor, or both.
If he's Golden Bachelor, like,
he's hot. He's
hold me back.
He's hot. Like, that's a hot dad.
And I think they'll be casting for men and women. I heard he's bi.
Stop.
The rumor. You God. Heard it here first. Everyone.
I'll fight a 6-year-old woman. I'll punch her.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Jessica!
I need to know that story.
It was just a joke about my shitty mother. Wow, Jess, that was good. Holy shit, that Whoa. Was good.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm crying.
Wow. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Okay, so moving on.
That's it?
Then they bring Daisy back out.
Oh, yeah, now we have the Bachelorette. Yeah.
So they basically did the Bachelorette announcement for Daisy. There's daisies all over the stage for her to come out and say, no.
Yeah, this was a weird production, like, it was kind of
another misdirect.
Well, I don't know if it was a misdirect so much as them having to, like, cover their own tracks. Like, it felt really, our Florida correspondent, Ashley... We love you. We love your service.
We do. Thank you.
Even more so next season because 2 Ents Jen's from Miami and Ashley lives there. So
yeah, we need the inside scoop.
Oh, boots on the fucking ground. Ashley's theory has been that she's been a producer plant this whole time to be Bachelorette. If we run with that theory, which I'm happy
Daisy.
To.
Daisy's the producer.
Correct. Sorry. Yeah. So sorry. Yes. They have to damage control now for the public because they set up the public's expectation of her being Bachelorette.
Which, I mean, we disagree with, but maybe it's different down there.
And couldn't tell you anything south of the border. But, so I think that's, like, them, like, basically giving an excuse and a reason as to why Daisy's not. They had to, like, explain it. Don't ask me why.
To be honest, I feel like sub in Maria for that conversation.
Yeah, I need that explanation.
That's what I was wondering.
I was so confused.
Because those were the two fan favorites for Bachelorette.
By far, yeah.
So why didn't they do that for both? It's confusing.
No, and then Maria did get her little chirpy moment with when Jen was announced.
Yeah, what is that?
But it was so weird. It was kind of awkward and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Maria wasn't, just the setup was weird.
The setup was super weird.
And then she got cut off anyway because Jesse's like, oh, just come on down here.
Yeah, and then he gets invites. I don't know. Anyways.
Wanted to hear what you had to say.
But. So, and then we didn't hear from Rachel, who I thought would have been another invitee for the role of Bachelorette and above two ends.
We'll get to Rachel in a second when Jen comes out. That was weird.
Yeah.
Daisy is not ready.
Yes, she's not ready.
And fair. She and this episode has proven that she is a self-aware queen.
Yeah, she is.
Which we like.
I would say out of all the cast, she's probably the most grown. She's grown the most.
She kind of shows that she's not just there for the followers, even though she has them. Or she already has them, so she doesn't need them.
Yeah. Lots of book sales, I'll tell you that.
Oh, she already has a book.
I know. That's what I mean. That's lots of sales.
Yeah, yeah. But she's definitely putting out Daisy Doo 2. Come on. You know. Her book's called Daisy Doo. Do you know that?
No, my dream and goal is to be a micro celebrity so I don't have to work a real job, Joel.
He's just feeling jealous.
Yeah, this is my jealousy coming
out. You want to be a best-selling author?
You want to be
for a children's book? Yeah.
Well.
Bar's low.
Yeah, we've never had them announce someone not being the Bachelorette.
Well, and last season, I said it, Charity got a whole fucking 25-minute moment about it. They asked her, she said yes, she cried on camera, she called her family. This was so...
She had a high pony, she was in white, it was amazing.
And I...
so good.
So, let's shift then and talk about two ends. Go for it, Jess.
Well, Charity comes out, she's sitting on the couch, and...
to, like, relinquish her... current title as Bachelorette.
Yeah, pass the crown, which they do in Drag Race. Kind of
stupid. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The reigning queen.
Yeah.
I mean, and we love Charity.
Love her.
To see, always love to see her on the stage. She looks great, tiny, and beautiful, as
dress,
usual.
Dress was a weird neck thing.
Yeah, didn't like it.
And I think maybe, I feel weird saying it, but overshadowed by Daisy's red dress that evening.
Whoa.
And I couldn't tell you that. I've told you that was going to happen.
Yeah. Shocker of all shockers.
The cinch.
Upset of the century.
So Charity comes out, says like five words, like, hey, like.
I'm Charity.
I was the Bachelorette. And I'm not anymore.
And then I'm going to pass it on to Jen.
To Aunt Jen. And it's kind of a strange.
And a hush fell over the crowd.
Yeah, like the girls, there's like the girls in the back are cheering, I think, because they were told to, and then there's like a layer of people in the front that are not clapping. It was very strange. I feel like if I was there, I'd have just been clapping no matter what, because it's like you're supposed to do. You're in the audience of a filming of a
live
show.
Studio audience, famously.
Yeah, like, anyways.
Yeah, weird.
Also,
Rachel.
Also, yeah.
Then like
the camera
Palmer,
cuts to Rachel,
and she goes, "I do not know that man. Sorry to that man." So what did she say? It looks like she says something.
She said something and like in contrary to what she was seeing. Like it was we had a comment about it.
Yeah. I want
to
know that.
Leia, who was sitting next to her.
I know, I want to know.
I need to know. Rachel, I promise I won't tell anyone.
Yeah, right. But anyways.
We have secrets that we hold.
We'll DM her. Let's DM her.
Yeah.
Jen comes out. She's in purple. She looks beautiful.
Stunning.
And
the hair.
Both shoulders covered.
Both shoulders covered.
Famous. Wow.
She's a new woman.
Yeah.
She's the Bachelorette
growth,
now.
Growth.
Lips lined. Shoulders covered.
Hair blown out.
Hair was always blown out.
Beautiful.
She looks stunning.
Yeah. She makes a dick joke. Which I think fell a bit flat.
Which I think only landed for Susan.
Yeah. Susan was howling in the crowd.
Yeah, Susan was really into that dick joke.
Yeah. Yeah, because
she
was.
Yeah, what did she say? I want someone with a big.
She says, I want someone
pause,
with a big.
Big. Personality.
Yeah.
And I think the joke is that you say big once, but
then you pause. And then you go. Yeah.
But yeah. Listen. Well, maybe, I mean, her comedian chops will have to be refined.
We haven't started filming yet. Call in. I'm here to coach you. Two ends.
Comedy Queen Thomas.
First of all, you'd be introducing yourself as Two Ends because that's your name.
That's your name. Yeah.
Hey, my name's Joe with Two Ends.
I do really like that. A nickname will now carry over.
Yes.
Normally we only get that with Bip.
Yes, true.
But we get a direct carryover of a nickname. And
that's
valid. That's for the continuity of our pod. It's really powerful.
We're really grateful for that.
Yeah, it's resilience. It's power.
So I guess the rumors online are that people have rejected Bachelorette. They've been asked. They've said no. And that Jen is feeling like a bit of a last-minute pick scenario.
I mean, I think she's still a good pick.
I think she's a great pick. I love her. She's
we love her all season.
She's stunning.
And it's excellent to see the representation.
Absolutely.
Because we have never had an Asian lead.
We've barely had Asian contestants on this
show. She was, I think, the historically that made it the farthest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, it's awesome. I'm
glad the delivery of the news felt like... it was an afterthought.
There were so many fan favorites to choose from.
Live in studio?
And
live
love her wasn't Jen.
So it's, yeah, it is strange.
It's weird. And then, yeah, this is where Jesse asks for Maria's input, and she's like, I love you, you're so great, which we love.
They were close on the season. Yeah. You could see them always supporting each other.
They did drive in the same car on the way to Banff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jasper, sorry.
Jasper, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, that was such a weird moment.
They could have built it up.
And yeah, before that, so they like, she talks about like, she's fun and cool and wants a ferocious love and blah, blah. And then they do shots. And the whole audience does shots. And we spot our girl Lauren came prepared for that shot with a bottle of water next to her ready to chase.
Like, you're stronger than that. You can handle a shot, girl.
Yeah, come on. Can down a beer and talk in a beer in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can take the shot.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Come on.
Colin.
Come on. Yeah. Like, we're mature. We got it. We can do a shot.
Yeah. Overall, I mean, great.
I love this finale.
It was very a great episode. Unpredictable.
For once.
Yeah.
They lie to us every year saying it's going to be different than ever before. And this time it actually was.
Yeah.
And very, like, there was a lot of drama, but it was all very peaceful.
Positive drama.
Positive drama. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it resolved itself really well. I know. Yeah. I feel
light.
Light.
Yeah. So light.
I feel light and I don't hate anybody.
Yeah. Positive.
How is that possible at the end of a season that we don't hate the lead and we don't hate any of the contestants? The contestant we didn't like the most, we now like.
And
what is that?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Although I did flip-flop on Gabby on episode 2, so I would have thought. It's very normal for my behavior.
Okay, well, us.
It's a good thing we changed the name of the podcast because it's just not true anymore.
We do like this.
Yeah, we like that.
We like this.
Embarrassed to admit it, but here we are. Okay, we have, it's two-parter now. We have to do our best dressed episode and season and our rose episode and season.
Okay.
I know, Britt, it's hard.
I mean, it's not that hard.
No. Well, no. We all know who the rose for the season's going
Who's
to.
Who's my best dressed of the whole season?
And but not the person, the look.
Yeah, yeah.
What, I know, but how am I supposed to remember?
Because if it was that important, it would stick out in your mind.
I have a couple, actually.
I have one.
Oh.
And it's Rachel's yellow dress from Tell All last night.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That was one of the ones that came to my mind immediately.
Yeah. Now, is it top for me because it was last week, so my memory works a little bit better? Probably. But
yeah.
We know our, the bar was set, not the highest.
Right. I think I'm going to go with my favorite look was that cream white dress that Two Ends wore. That was one shoulder. That was white. That kind of looked like a shell. It was ruffled.
Is that the week she was wearing the bad boots with it?
No, I don't think she would wear bad boots. Oh, yeah, you're right. She did wear some bad boots.
Yeah, it was the go-go boots, right? The knee highs.
I don't know if it was that week, but I really like that dress.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that one.
Kay. Yeah, good, good. I can't remember any. So I've been racking my brain.
You can do episode first.
There are some, like, I actually really liked Leia's entrance. Leia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Entrance look, the snakeskin.
Yeah.
Strapless because it was different.
Yeah, it was like sequins. Snake print sequins.
And like pink undertone.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I really liked that. And then honestly, the other look that I can remember that really stands out is Joey when they did the flamenco dancing and he was wearing all
the
black.
Boots.
He looked so hot.
Yeah.
Not the boots. That was hilarious.
I love the boots.
But yeah, he looked so hot. So like that, good. I'm thinking of like a women's dress, obviously.
Yeah.
But
it's okay.
I think that's it.
This episode, best dress.
Episode or including after the final rose or episode
both.
Standalone?
Both.
Both?
A full episode pick.
Daisy.
I know.
Daisy in the sequins.
The final red.
The final.
Deep red
purple.
Yeah.
Whatever you.
The ox blood.
The ox blood.
Yeah.
Daisy's ox blood dress.
She
looked amazing.
She looked
it was incredible.
Special shout out to Carly, Joey's sister in the black.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I really loved the engagement dress that Kelsey A wore.
Like, yes, the bridal
the ostrich
look.
Feathers. Like,
perfect.
That dress was fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
They're still calling her Kelsey A?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her name. Kelsey A is her full name.
Full name.
I know.
They nicknamed her that. We didn't.
From like grade 3 to grade 7, I was Thomas B. Yeah.
Nice.
Ugh, oof.
I know.
Not even Thomas A.
Thomas B. String.
A in our hearts.
Thank you.
Rose of the season?
It's an obvious answer.
It's Maria.
It's Maria. It's Maria. It has been Maria.
It has
Maria.
To be.
Maria was only in moments of this episode, so unfortunately I don't think we can give her the episode rose for the finale.
I know, but Daisy gets that too.
I'm giving it to Daisy.
Yeah.
Same. Oh, yeah. And I thought of a dress. I thought of an outfit. We'll come back to this. Yeah. I thought of another outfit that I really liked. Lauren's purple two-piece on the day she went home.
The leather.
When
she
I
was
loved,
drunk eating cake.
I loved that one. Yeah. Too. I loved that
Shout
one.
Shout out. That was yeah. that was good.
Sorry for yeah. the delay, everyone.
Thank you for not wearing black once.
Yeah.
Diversity, you know?
Yeah. We love it.
And yeah, back to it. Obviously, yeah. For the
episode. DC won this episode.
Yeah.
The shocker of all shockers.
Never would have thought.
Go back 3 months and tell us and be like, listen, Daisy gets the rose and best dress of the week. And we'd be like, literally, shut up.
Don't lie.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, so impressed. Very, a great finale. A bit of an interesting arc, but a great finish. Strong finish.
Absolutely. For all.
For all, yeah. Really. Joey and Kelsey seem, seem really happy.
Wild.
Do you think, did she get any of our roses ever?
No.
Because they kind of, she was really under the radar for us.
Dark-horsed her edit so much. Yeah, we forgot she was there till episode 7.
Overshadowed by Maria.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, nobody else got screen time for the first, 8 episodes.
Yeah.
So, period.
Yeah. That's so true.
So, how could we know any of the other girls?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the first time we met Kelsey was her one-on-one in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was when we kind of got to know her.
When we descended to the bathhouse.
At the bathhouse.
Never forget.
I'll never forget that bathhouse. Never. We'll
taking her dad back there soon.
Trip's already booked.
And we're reenacting.
Cameras will not be on.
Yeah. They could if they wanted to. But overall, what a good season.
This was a very good season.
Very, the girls came to play. We had great personality. Maria.
The drama wasn't too stupid. It was just the right level of stupid.
I mean, I love dumb.
Yeah.
And I love a dumb idiot girl who gets herself in a bad position, Sydney. The Razzie Award goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even she had a good finale.
She looked incredible.
Her final moments. Yeah. She had an ounce of
humility.
Humility and a great dress.
Yeah.
Great dress. Yeah.
Good for her.
And for us, that always saves you.
It really does. Yeah.
Some would say that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Fuck. There we are, you guys.
We did it.
We're one more season in. Yeah. New us. New season. New us.
I know. I'm excited for next season. I'm excited for Jen.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good. It'll be really good. And she's going to look so tiny next to the men. So that would be really hot, you know?
The moment when her and Charity hugged on the stage, and Charity's so small, and Jen was
dwarfed by Charity.
A head smaller than Charity. I was like, oh shit, she's little.
Yeah. Reddit's already shown some of the guys, presumably, and one of them is from Vancouver.
And these guys look big.
Yeah, they look
The guys huge. Look like football players, so.
Some of them don't look that hot. So we'll see.
We'll see. They're just Instagram photos.
And yeah. I think at first glance, I always think most of the guys don't look that good. At the first time you see them, and then when they're on camera and you see them actually moving
in motion,
then
and
they look a lot better.
Everybody looks better in a suit.
Exactly.
So
and
night one
and
a fade
and a fucking fade. Oh my god! What if Jen gets a fade?
that'll test your theory for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, rate us 5 out of 5.
Please.
Please follow us.
Leave reviews.
Instagram.
TikTok.
TikTok now. It's with 3 M's. I like this podcast on all of the platforms.
And I like this podcast at gmail.com. 3 M's. Not to be confused with 2 N's Jen. 3 M's podcast.
Yes. Nice. That's how you can remember.
Well done.
We want to hear, what do I want to hear? I want to hear who your favorites were the whole season.
Looks.
We need top looks from everyone. One singular, top singular one look
it's
from
hard.
Everyone.
It's hard.
It's not easy. Did you think 2N's Jen was going to be Bachelorette?
We've already had some of you message us, so.
I'm guessing no.
And sit tight while we wait to figure out air dates for the next seasons and what's next for us.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We'll figure it out. We'll be there.
Oh, we will be there. And I just downloaded a new program to make the mic sound better. You guys, were growing.
We're growing.
Improving.
Improving.
Just like Daisy.
Ugh.
What a... No vocal fries here.
Well, depends on the moment.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.